Rashi Rabbi Shua Perek Hazor Bar Mitzia, he doesn't know from a Batkul. So according to Rabbi Shua, if he wants, he could hold like Beis Shammai. According to Tanakhama, we Paskel like the Batkul, so Loch is the Batkul like Beis Hillel. The boy is saying another Teretz is Hochikom, this is what the Braisa means. Kol Heicha de Mishkachas Trei Tanoi, or Trei Amiroi, the Pligi Adodi, whenever you find two Tanoim, or two Amiroim, that are Mechul together, Kein Machloik is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, just like the Machloik is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, is Loi Levad, you should not do, Ki Kula Demar, Ki Kula Demar, you can't stop going around just collecting, I'll take his Kulas, I'll take his Kulas, that you can't do. Hu Adin, Voloik Ki Chumra Demar, Vichi Chumra Demar, you shouldn't stop going around collecting Chumras. Poshita means where the two Chumras are Stiril Adod, we'll soon see the Pshat, where the two Chumras are Seis Ladodi, like it doesn't make sense to hold both Chumras. In such a case, you shouldn't do both Chumras. But Avadi, if there are two separate halachas, you want to be Machmir, Avadi, that you could do. It's only a kasha with a seisel adod, like we'll soon see. Here, v'chi chumra demar. Elo, what you should do is, oi ki kula demar chumra ovid, oi ki kula demar chumra ovid. That's what you should do. So I call upon him, it's no spirit with the ratio of the braisa. Like Rashi says, Iboy yisayma, ha reitza lasa stiktoni, lav beishamu beisilu dafki noke, doesn't dafki mean beishamu beisilu. Because Avad, like we said before, we have to pass like this. Elad means like this. A plukta vishat tenoi. The alma. You have other machlekes. Another machlekes. Remei and Rabbi Yehuda koi. The poly. The alma bisharmili kugoin. Elo machlekes. The beishamay of beisilum. Kalema. The echo the pligi beisham and beisilum. The dibe machlekeson. The klal is take like one or like the other, but not like both. So that's pshat the first brayso. Fedigmar, call upon back to our first kasha, Mikom Mokom Kasha. Shashi Mikom Mokom, Bryce, the Matarza, the kasha is Nadoi. The other Katre Chumrin. The kasha is back to Nadoi. How come the Poiskim in Nadoi said in such a Moviokum, you have to have two Delosais? The Chur, nobody holds like that. Zai Rav, Zai Shmuel, don't hold you need two Delosais. So why were they Machmas so much? Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok. I'll tell you, Kula, Kirav, Ovdu. They did everything like Rav. The Omer Rav, Puna, Omer Rav. Halacha v'ein meirin kein. Because we hold like Rav that holds that a Mavi Okum is called a Mavi Mafulish. It's called like open. So since it's a Mavi Mafulish here, so according to the Tanakhama, Yitaka have to have the losses. So the kasha was that Rav himself, according to Chananya, you have to have the losses. According to the Tanakhama, it's enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach. So the kasha was Rav himself paskins like the Tanakhama. So according to the Tanakhama, according to Rav, you don't have to have a Delis, just a Tzuras HaPesach. The Teretz says, Rav himself said, Halacha, I take a hold of Halacha with like the Tanakhama, of the Yain Merin Kain. I don't tell people like that. If somebody asks me a Shaila, what should I do? I tell them like Hananya. So Mela was good, Nadoi. Nadoi did the way he's supposed to be Merin. According to Rav, he was Merin, told people to be Machmer. Even though Mikra didn't hear like the Tanakhama, it's enough at Surah HaPesach, but Rav was Merin, Halacha, to other people to do a Delis. So Mela was good, why Nadoi did a Delis? Because they hold the garment like Rav. According to Rav, Mikra was called the Mavi Mafulish, and he needed Delis because he was Moira like Chananya. For the Gemara though, Ule Rav Ada Barava, Omar, Rav, the Yom Alocho Moirin Kain, Ma'ikla Meima, but he says no, when Rav says we pass like the Tanakhama, that it's enough by Mavi Mafulish, just you needed Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need a Delis, he said Rav said Halocha, and he was Moira. He told other people also like that. So if you hold Rav was Moira like that, then it's Tzurik Shveren in Nadoi. How come in Nadori they said you have to have two delosses here? According to who? According to Rav, he holds la halacha like the Tanakhama. It's enough for Tzuras HaPesach. Omer Rav Shizbi and Tzuras Shizbi ain't a chanami. The Nadori taka took two chumras. They took the chumra of Rav to call this a mavi mafulish. And then the machlekes by a mavi mafulish, what do you need? A delis or a Tzuras HaPesach ain't a chanami. They were machmur that machlekes, which is a second machlekes. And that machlekes they were machmur like Shmuel say halacha like chananya. Like Shizbi, when do you say you can't take two chumris and do both chumris? Only when the two chumris are a stira together, then you look like a fool. So going will soon see shedra of the gugulis, shalom of the bones of an animal. A shedra is the backbone and the gugulis is the skull. The tanan. In this case, the two dinam are seisel adodi. So if you hold the chumra one way, you have to hold the kulu the other way. But the kiss to the parrot says here, this machlekes, the two machlekes have nothing to do one with the other. In one punkt here is machma like Rav. Rav says a mavi okum is called kim a foolish dummy. That's one sack. We hold this a mavim a foolish. Now is another shayla. What's the halacha of a mavim a foolish? It's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The older like the Tanakam or like Chananya. So they were machmul like Shmuel to say halacha like Chananya. That's the teretz here. It passed to take two different chumris. No, the only time it's a stira, the only time you call it still by a stira. Where's the stira? By gugurlis, by the backbone. Titanan. Ha shedra the backbone. Picture 66. They have gugurlis, roast the skull. Shechosru, that one of the bones is missing. The kama chesorin, how much of a chesorin do you have to have in the backbone? The shedra, the shamai oimrim shtechulis. You have to have two bones, two vertebrae, what do you call them? Yeah, vertebrae. Two of them have to be missing. If two of them are missing, we'll soon see. Then it's called the trefa. Or they still loimrim chulyachet. It's not to take out one. If one is missing, it's called the trefa. Or the gugoyles, that's right. No. The Rabbah we're talking about tumas mace. Halacha is, as you have the bones, if you have the whole shedra, you have a mace, you'll have tumas mace. Let's say one of the bones are missing. According to Basili, you won't have a tumas mace here, because you need the whole shedra to be here. And Beshamay says no. As long as one bone is missing, you still have tumas mace. It's called the shedra's here. When you have two of them missing, then it's not called the shedra's here. Over the goyles. What's the share of a skull? How much has to be missing in the skull to give it a shame like the whole skull is not here? Beisham yirim kumol in the kadeach, like the amount of spoonful of bigger shear. Or the one shear, a shear to make a hole inside the skull. Or they still yirim kadeishi noto minachay v'yomis. You have to take enough out of the skull that a live person you'd kill him. And if you take out so much out of the skull, he'll die. That's the shear, how much you have to take out. Now v'yomer av yudom ashmuyol v'chein linyun treifa. Even though here the machlokes is negeyah to tumas meis, the same halach is by treifon. If you want to know is a behema called a treifon or not, it depends. If it's according to Beis Hillel, if it's missing one bone, it's called a treifon. According to Beis Shammai, it's not called a treifon until it's missing two bones. So here it's called the stirul adodi. So Trashi, hashedra vagogelis, gabi tumas oil bemeis tanan, kamech sorm b'shedra, v'teitzim etera shedra, v'tidun kishar etzim, kisoyram, shenim etam b'yoyim. So this is the machlokes. To have a tumas mace, if you just have the bones itself, you have to have the whole shedra. Now, what's called you're missing in the shedra? Beshamay says two is called missing, and Basil holds even one is called missing. Now, the exact same svar is asked by treifum. We want to know when is the behemoth called the treifa. So according to Beshamay, if it's missing two bones, it's called the treifa. According to Basil, even if it's only missing one bone, it's called the treifa. So here, you can't take both chumras. You can't say, the gayatil, because treifa is, I'm going to hold like Basil. To say if it's missing one, it's not called a shedra anymore. And again, the hilchos tumas hameis, I'm going to say, even though it's missing one bone, still there'll be a tumas hameis. Like that's the stirul adodi. Like what's the svar you're saying according to Beis Hillel? It's called the treifum by missing one bone. Because missing one bone is not called you have the shedra here, so Mela can't have a tumas hameis. Like both svaros and mamas, totally zeb is there. That's called the stira to take one over the other. That's called the ksil. But what is no stirul adodi like here? Right, a zayin om alaf holding. Just to finish what you say, that you can't do two chumras or two kulas with a stira lahadodi. In the case of a shedra here, where if you hold it's a treifa by taking out two bones, so you can't say or have a tumas hameis if you take out two bones. That's a stira. So tomorrow, right in the middle, avul heichod leitasri hadodi avdinim. But where there's no stira lahadodi, then the lochrid you could do like two chumras. That's mutter. And that's the pshat by our mother. We did two chumras because they're not totally zebazir. But tomorrow, is that true? The heichod is sasri hadodi leyavdinon. But when there's a stira, the two chumras together, you can't be noyig both chumras. Is that true? Moser Rav Masharshia, Maisav Rav Akiva. There was a Maisav Rav Akiva. Shalikot esrik. He took off an esrik off the tree. The yechud b'shvat, it was taken off on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The noyeg boy beis isurin, and he was noyeg two isurin on it. Now this is talking about beis Rosh Chodesh Shvat at the end of the second year, the beginning of the third year. So the shailer is by a tree. When is called the Rosh Hashanah of the tree to be called considered the third year starts? And the Mela, the third year of Shemitah, you only give Meiser Oni, you don't give Meiser Sheni.
The halacha is the first 2 years you give maisa rishon and maisa sheni. The third year you only give maisa rishon and maisa oni. So the shaila of the terrorists that were picked off on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, what din does it have? Does it still have a din of the second year you have to give maisa oni or maisa sheni, or does it have a halacha of the third year ready that you have to give maisa oni? So he was noig both chumris. So kids, the shliach asked Becha b'Shvat, but noig by Beis Yisurin. Echot kedivrei Beis Shammai. The Havamina was one like Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai holds that Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's considered the Rosh Hashanah for the Ilonus, and the Mela is considered the third year. So since you picked off this Esrig on the third year, it's noig Maaser Oni and not Maaser Sheni. But the Echot kedivrei Beis Hillel, he also took off Maaser Sheni to be noig Beis Hillel Shita. The Beis Hillel Shita is Tesvav b'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah. But up until Tezvav Bishvat is still considered the second year. So mainly he was knowing both Isurin with this Esri. So Chorot Tzestira, how could Monashach? If it's the second year, it's not the third year. If it's the third year, it's not the second year. How could you be knowing both Chumras? And for the Gemara, the Pshat is Rav Akiva Gomrei Yestapiglein. The Rav Akiva was Mesupik in the Alocha. What does Beis Hillel hold like? Well, Lo Yoda, he wasn't sure what Beis Hillel Shita was. Not the Pshat he's doing like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Avada we paskin like Beis Hillel, but he was mesupik. What does Beis Hillel hold? E Beis Hillel biyechud b'shvat omer. Does Beis Hillel also hold that on Rosh Chodesh Shvat that's considered the beginning of the new year for Ilonus? So Mela, this is the beginning of the third year. So they picked off the Paris on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. You only take off Maaser Oni and not Maaser Sheni. Oy bechameisah b'Shvat Omer. No, maybe Beis Hillel holds at the 15th day on Shvat. That's called the Rosh Hashanah. So the first day of Shvat is still considered the end of the second year. You have to take off Maaser Sheni. So mainly that's why I did two chumris. B'Shvat Omer. V'yovad hochi l'chumra v'hochi l'chumra. Mainly Rabbi Kiva did both ways l'chumra because the pshat was, he was mesupik, what's pshat in Beis Hillel. But Avadi, he wouldn't stop take the chumra of Beis Hillel and the chumra of Beis Shammai because the two chumras are stiru l'adodi. But here the pshat was Rabbi Kiva was mesupik what halacha was. So Melo, he took off Zai Maaser Sheni and Zai Maaser Oni. So Tzvos speaks out, there's also a bissel shver. He should be mevayer what the locha is done. But now you have a chumri, you shouldn't just do chumris. You have to mevayer what the locha was. So Tzvos says he was mevayer and nobody knew. It was like a sveikad dina. Nobody knew what Beis Hillel Shita was. So in such a case, you could be naig both chumris. But avade metchila, even though you don't know what the locha is, it's exil to be naig stam chumris. You're supposed to go and find out what the locha is. Because here, Rabbi Kiva couldn't find out the locha. Mainly with Mesupik and Din, he took off both Maaser Sheni and Maaser Oni. Right. Yosef Rabbi Yosef Kaimed Rav Huna. Rabbi Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna. The Yosef will come, he said over. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav said, Machlekes. Machlekes we had before by the Tanakam and Hananya, that you have this movi that's mefulish to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Do you have to have a delus on one side, or it's enough to have a tzuras pesach on one side? The Tanakam said it's enough to have a tzuras pesach, and Hananya said no, according to Beis Hillel, you have to have a delus on one side. So he said, where is that machlekes? Machlekes besartya mikan, besartya mikan. Sartya means the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, where you have a movi, a side street, and both entrances to the Movi is to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Like you said before, any cross street, like Gardner Street, going down, one side opens up to Beverly, the other side opens up to Melrose, on the side of both Rosh Hashanah Rabin, that's called the Movi, that's Mefulish to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. That both sides open up to a real Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Hu adin opaltio mikan, opaltio mikan. Hey, Sartya usually means a highway, that's Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and Paltya means the main meeting place, in the middle of the city, where they used to have the market there. Where there you had a Rabin doing things there, so that was called Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So you have a Paltya Mikan, a Paltya Mikan. Avol, let's say, Sartya Mikan, on one side the Movi opens up into Rosh Hashanah Rabin, true. Or Bobika Mikan, on the other side the Movi doesn't open up to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. It only opens up to a Bika. A Bika means an open field, not a Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Oy bika mikan or bika mikan, or else you have a movi, an alleyway, that both sides open up, but not to Rosh Hashanah Rabin, they open up again to a bika, to a wide open place. That's a karmelis. Then the lochris everybody holds. Oy se tsuras apesach mikan, velechi vikari mikan. Then everybody holds. All you need is a tsuras apesach on one side. Now this is a case of a movi mafulish. The movi is opened on both sides. So it's not enough just with a lechi or kaira, because the other side is open. So about you have to put a tzuras of Pesach on one side, but that's all. Here nobody holds you need a delis. As you only need a delis where both sides of the mavi opens up to Rishus HaRabim. But where only one side opens up to Rishus HaRabim, then everybody holds a tzuras of Pesach is enough. For the Gemara, Hashda Sart Yumikan, Maduch, you said that when you have it open up one side to Rishus HaRabim, or Biko Mikan, the other side of the mavi of the alleyway just opens up to an wide open place, to a Biko. Still, you say, it's enough to make a tzuras pesach on one side and a kaira on the other side. That's all. Hey, since both sides don't open up to Rishus HaRabim, even Hananya's maskim, you don't need a delis. It's enough for tzuras pesach. So why do you have to say the second case for? You say bikkur mikan or bikkur mikan. You said then you have this mavi that opens up. One side opens up to a wide open park, and the other side opens up to an open place. Is mi boy? Shita that all you need is a tzuras pesach. Avadi won't need a delis. Hey, madach, where you have a rishus harabim on one side, you're saying since the other side is not a rishus harabim, you don't need a delis. So avadi, where both sides open up just to a bikkur, not to a rishus harabim, shita, you won't have to have a delis. So the Rosh Hashanah, this is what the Braisa means to say. Sat yomikan or bikimikan. If one side of the alley, one side of the dik of the movi opens up into Rosh Hashanah, or bikimikan, the other side, not Rosh Hashanah, is just an open park, an open place. Is alocha nase, it's made as if kebikimikan or kebikimikan. It has the same alocha as a movi mafulish. A movi open up on both sides. Stam, that both sides are not open to Rishus Rabin, they're stam open to another side street. That's all. Yeah. So that's the halacha. That when does Hananya say need a delis? Only when both sides of the mavi open up to Rishus Rabin. But where one side is not to Rishus Rabin, you do not have to have a delis. About it's enough a tzuras pesach. Yeah, like picture the bottom page 67, the bottom picture on page 11. So you have the movi in between, and on top is only a bika, and the bottom is Rishus HaRabim. So in such a case, all you have to have is just a tzuras pesach near the opening to Rishus HaRabim on the bottom, and on top, all you have to have is just a lechi. So Drashi, Sartia Paltia, Shteyem Rishus HaRabim, Kenamini Matthias HaShabbos, Ezer Rishus HaRabim, what's considered a real Rishus HaRabim? Sartia Paltia, that was the Gemara. Sartia, what does that mean? Derech Hiluch B'nei Yodim. That's like the main highway that the Rabim used that street. Paltia, that means rochov, a wide street, a rochov l'shvokim, that l'shvokim usually means there it's like a marketplace. Everybody gets together to meet there. Now, the heichod the shnei roshin, mifu loshin b'shus harabim, when the two ends of the movi open up to a shus harabim, who the polak chananya v'yom boy delis? That's where Chananya says you have to have a delis, a door. Mashenkein bika, if all you have is just a karmelis, then everybody's masking, all you have to have is tzuras pesach and not more. And that's where we paskin, that all you have to have is just a tzuras pesach and not more. The only time you need a delis is only where both sides are opened up to a Rishus HaRabim. So more vayta. Umisayim bo, now when Rabbi Yosef was sitting and saying over this halacha, he ended off like this, Rabbi Yosef. Umisayim bo mishmei de Rabbi Yehuda, that he heard over the name of Rabbi Yehuda, a din like this. If the movi opens up into a rochba is like a backyard. Here on page 12, picture the top picture 68. If you have the movi that opens up into a rochba is the opposite of a chotzer. A chotzer is usually considered in front of the house. You have a chotzer in back of the house. It's called a rochba. It's the same type of a thing. But you have this movi that opens up into a rochba. Yeah, that did. Movi, imhoya movi, kol l'rochba, the movi opens up into a backyard, ain't tzarech klum. No, you don't have to have any tikkun at all on the end of the movi that opens up into the rochba. It lives like a regular movi sosim, that all you have to have is just a lechi at the entrance, that's all, like the picture has. A lechi, that's all, nothing else. And even though on the other side of the chur, the movi is wide open, it should be like a movi mafulish, that you should have to have a tzuras pesach, we say no. Since it's opened up into another Rishus HaYochid, that the Rochba has a shame Rishus HaYochid to it, so you don't have to have anything at the entrance to the Rochba. That was a Yehudi's Halacha. Ain't Tzara Klum. Omalai Abaya, Abaya said to him, you should know, Omalai Abaya Rav Yosef, Hod Rav Yehuda Dishmulhi. That you're saying over the name of Rav Yehuda, this Halacha, it's not Stam Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, because Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud from Rav and from Shmuel. So he could have said over from either one of them. So Abaye is saying you should know for sure it was Shmuel. And we'll soon see why it can't be Rav. Rav it can't be. And let's see Rashi on this part. Rashi. Rochba is a Rashi. Yeah, Rochba, or before that, the first line, the first one of the wide lines, the middle. Yeah, Messiah and Bo. Rav Yosef and Mishmeid Rav Yehuda. Stomme. He just ended off Stam in the name of Rav Yehuda. For the appearance from Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef and Mikibul. High steam. He didn't say who he heard the halacha from. The Imhoya Seifa Mavi Azem, a foolish Rosh Hashanah. One side was open to Rosh Hashanah. Kolol Rochba, the other side of the Mavi. Opened up into Rochba, into a backyard. But Derech Rochba, how you are Mavi, a foolish. Shenifras Kaisla Rochba, Shekneglu Rosh Hashanah. We're also talking about, like this picture has, the other side of the Rochba, straight down, is also a poritz on the wall that has opened up to the Rosh Hashanah. That's the case we're talking about also. That the other end of the Mavi, which opens up into the Rochba, the other wall also has an opening to the Rosh Hashanah. And even in such a case, still we say, the entrance to the Mavi near the Rochba doesn't need anything. So Rashi weiter, Rochba Rashi Hekev Chotzer Shachurei Batin. This is like a chotzer, a backyard, but in the back of the house, not in front. Covered rochba, mokefes arba mechitzas. Usually, rochba means a backyard. It has four walls around it. Is ain't tzara klum lesaken oisa psicha shel tzad harechava. Again, the opening of the movi that comes into the rechava does not need any tikkun at all. Even though it's wide open here, it doesn't need any tikkun. Only the other side of the Movi that's opened up to Rosh Hashanah, that's like a regular Movi sosem that you have to have a lechi, that the picture has there, a lechi you have to have on this side. Sarach lechi oikoira, chitaris Movi sosem, like a regular Movi sosem. V'yakochas zotrashi, but the nifritza nami rochbo kineged pirtzat ha-movi b'koysel shekineglu Rosh Hashanah osa lashminim. Havada, we're talking about this chiddush, like we're saying, the other side that's open to the rochba, the other wall of the rochba, also has a pirtza, also has a hole coming into Rosh Hashanah. That's also part of the chiddush. The mafuloshim de liel koi. It's going back to the case of the mavi mafulosh before. But that's why we're talking about, really, this should be a mavi mafulosh. Because one side, the real side of the Movi, is open to Rosh Hashanah, and the other side, you go into the Rochba, but you could walk straight out to Rosh Hashanah. So really, this should be called the Movi Mefulish. That's why the Gemara brings down this case right after the Gemara before. That's the Rashi's comment to Bavon. The Rabban said, there has to be a case of Mefulish here. So the Chiddush is, this is not called Mefulish. This is called only opened up into the Rochba, and since the Rochba is the Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to have any tikkun here. But that's all part of the Chiddush. Don't say that since it's open straight to Rosh Hashanah, it's called Mavi Mefulish. No, here it's different. Here the Rochba makes it like it's a Rosh Hashanah, as if there's a fourth wall to the Mavi, and there's only one side open by the Mavi's Rosh Hashanah, just the Lechi, that's all. So Rashi, Diva Rochba Stuma Lagamri. Because if the Rochba's Mamish closed on all three sides of the Rochba, this last fence on the right side is closed, Lagami Pshita? Abuzai, what's the Chiddush here, Pshita? So a steamer mal you see, it's a good steamer. So Abuzai, what's the Chiddush? So Abuzai is like, kids, so that's the Pshat here. Now that's what we're talking about now, that this Mavi is opened up into the Rochba, and the Rochba is porous to the Rosh Hashanah. Still, Rav Yehuda said, all you need to masakin this Mavi is just a lechi at the entrance of the Mavi, and the side of the Mavi opens the Rochba, you don't need anything. Now we'll soon see later why the Lach is like that. So that's more about it. Omalay Abai the Rabbi Yosef now, hold the Rabbi Yehuda the Shmuel he. That's what you're telling me, that's halacha, it has to be Shmuel's halacha. Need the Rav, because if you can tell me this